One day after first introducing the plan at several stops across the state, Cuomo was back at it Thursday, delivering a speech at the State University of New York at New Paltz, which would be one of the 64 SUNY campuses statewide designated as tax-free for new businesses.
No business tax, no sales tax, no property tax, no franchise fee, and no income tax for the owner of the company or the employees of the company. A truly no-tax zone. What do you mean by community? I mean the SUNY campuses themselves and 200 square feet adjoining a SUNY campus as a tax-free zone.
He says 55 of the 64 campuses are in upstate New York.
If you have a no-tax environment and you're in the state of New York, you have the best of both worlds, right? You're not paying any taxes and you're in the state of New York. You know, what could be better?
He presented his plan called Tax-Free New York to the legislature Wednesday as an answer to creating jobs and making the startup business environment friendlier in the state to keep businesses from setting up shop in lower or no-tax states.
We also have a 3 million square foot pool for private university space. We don't want to leave out Marist, otherwise Dennis will be upset.
He refers to President Dennis Murray of Poughkeepsie-based Marist College. Jonathan Drapkin is president and CEO of Newburgh-based nonprofit planning and policy organization Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress.
It comes down to you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about taxes and then not be willing to do something creative about it.
He thinks the governor's idea is creative, and while he says he likes the plan conceptually, he awaits the details.
To the degree we had another program like the Empire Zone, where people learned how to manipulate that program. Hopefully we learn from our mistakes so that when we establish a program like this, that, you know, what is a new company? What are new employees? Who are people that will be able to legitimately take advantage of this that we've learned from programs that didn't work? And therefore, as we establish this one, we tighten up certain components of it so that this can work the way that the governor wants it to. And I think that we've got to accept the fact that we have to do something different.
Again, here's Cuomo.
Entrepreneurship meets academia meets a regional economy in a tax-free environment in upstate New York. That's what you want to create, and that's what this program does. Promote entrepreneurship and job creation on higher ed campuses as tax-free communities and focus on the upstate economy.
And he says his plan is a bold one, but something has to change.
We have some of the best universities in the country, and we have the best minds in the country. And they're coming up with innovations and ideas that are creating businesses and creating jobs. Our problem is we lose them literally in the first year. Literally in the first year. Why? Because once they become a business, they move to a state that has a better tax environment. And if we can just hold on to the businesses we're creating, it would be a significant boost to this state. If you just stop the loss, the hemorrhaging.
As to some concern about existing businesses or localities that are already economically stressed being left out of the plan, Cuomo says he is already at work reducing taxes, which benefits them. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.